The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We are here together tonight to celebrate the new ministry of Alexandra Easley as the rector of St. Andrew's in Seguin, Texas, a parish with a long and distinguished history, who is being invited by God into the future under Alex's leadership. As a local parish, we join the global body of the church to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, the power of salvation for all who have faith, the Jew first, and also the Greek. I'm the dean of the Seminary of the Southwest, a former teacher and friend of Alex Easley, a mentor, a person who so admires a young person who gives herself to ordained ministry and leadership and brings confidence, faith, hope, and love. And I was once young and serious like Alex. And this is what happens, Alex. In the heroic journey on which Alex is embarked, she has the gifts of brains and beauty, loyalty, just what Dorothy has on her way to Oz, and she has persistence like Hermione Granger, and magic. And like both of those heroines, she has something even more precious. She has friends, faithful, brave, and true, whose lives are closely linked with hers. So we celebrate her new ministry. And that the most literal and flat meaning of the word new is this. I had a friend years ago who began to work at Central Market to bag groceries the way you start at Central Market, and she was given a button, and it said, "Hi, I'm Emily. I'm new. Please have patience." Not a good button for a new rector to wear. You know, it's like being the new kid, something you are for a little while, and then you're not anymore. But the new that is being celebrated tonight is much deeper and richer and more resonant than that meaning of new, recent, and young. And the hint about this newness is in that stirring injunction from Paul's letter to the Romans. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. The renewing of your minds. And I have a Greek word just for my former students, anakinose, renewing of your minds. I know a little bit of the story of St. Andrew's in Seguin, I know it's old. I'm from New England, and people there don't think anything in Texas is old, but it really is old. I want to tell a story of one of our ancestor churches, one of the mother churches, even older than St. Andrew's in Seguin. And it's the story of the church in Rome. People from Jerusalem in the east came to Rome, the capital of the empire. Missionaries, Junia, Prisca, and Aquila, Phoebe, Paul, and many others. And they brought good news about Jesus, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Messiah, who had been crucified in shame and raised by God in glory. They told the story in Rome about seeing him alive among them and hearing him teach again and knowing his words as words of healing and life. They came together in a house and they read the prophets in scripture and they broke bread and drank the cup together in the memory of Jesus. Then Greeks heard the word, the news, and came to hear more and to partake of the table. And in that bread and wine, they relived the life-saving story of Jesus' death and his ongoing, emboldening life. And those who gathered also knew Christ among them, healing and giving power. The church at Rome was in the empire, but not of it. Those who had reason for pride set down their status, and those who had been laid low rose to stand eye to eye at the table. And the ones who took the orders and the ones who gave the orders dove deep into the waters of baptism and came up together as one. Everyone who was pushed under and pressed down by sin, by their own sin and the sin of others, felt it drop away, felt the burden gone, and they were free, and once more they could live. When they were buried with Christ in his baptism and raised with him in resurrection, it changed everything. Women and men, young and old, they got to begin again. They knew each other in a different way, and the earth itself changed for the better. Once upon a time, the world was new, then it went wrong, and now it is new again. This meaning of new is summed up in that beautiful phrase, the new creation. Tonight we are celebrating a new creation, an overflowing from baptism, a new life and a new relationship between a new leader and her congregation, between even a new congregation and their new rector. The Christian church in Seguin, like the Christian church in Rome, is not just new tonight with a new kid, but it is being made new every single day. Always it will be made new, made and remade by the power of the Holy Spirit. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Like the church in Rome, St. Andrew's hears a call to nonconformity. It hears a call to resist the seductions of the world. When your minds, yourselves, have gotten worn out and hopeless and dull, caught up in winning and consuming, time to renew them. Be be in the empire, but not of it. When the empire is polarized, be in conversation. Where the empire is abusive, be gentle. Where the empire is stingy, be generous. Where the empire rejects the stranger, ask them in and make them some food. Tonight, I pray for Alex and for this congregation that they might together cultivate the quality of contemplation. Look with compassion upon the world. Really see it. Rejoice in it. Absorb it. Even before you ask God for anything, just contemplate. Persevere in prayer. And cultivate imagination. That capacity to see the new that is out of sight right now. What God is doing now. Once it was bringing the people of God out of Egypt. Then it was restoring them to the city. Then it was raising Jesus. Then it was bringing in the Greeks, making the wounded whole. God is so creative. And God is at work now. And for the work of transformation, both you and Alex cultivate courage. She loves that line in Joshua. Be strong and courageous. And we need strength and courage to be in the empire, but not of it. To be in nonconformity, to be transformed. With contemplation, imagination, with strength and courage, this church in Seguin, like the church at Rome, will be a church that uses power to empower others, that uses power not for gain, but to make whole, that calls each other not servants, but calls them friends. Thanks be to God for this marvelous occasion of new creation, and may it be a blessed and holy new beginning. Amen. Amen. Now Alex and the congregation will exchange gifts to symbolize the ministry which they share.